Kevin Barrett here at republicbroadcasting.org doing the Truth Jihad radio show every Saturday night. And I guess I have to put in a little obligatory message from our sponsors here. So, well, first, of course, you know about Republic Trading Group, where you can cash in your worthless green paper for actual precious metal-backed currency. And that is at republictradinggroup.net. And the product that I'm plugging tonight is Cardivite. It's good if you're having health problems, getting tired or worn down. Cardivite is said to be what you need. I haven't tried it yet, but if the Cardivite people want to send me some, you can send it care of the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth. That's P.O. Box 221 in Lone Rock, Wisconsin. That's two words, L-O-N-E, Rock, Wisconsin, 53556. I'll try some of that Cardivite and see if it gets my energy up. And if that happens, boy, I don't know, my head might just explode while I'm doing Truth Jihad Radio. So check it out, Cardivite at heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T, drop.com. Or call 877-928-8822. And tonight I'm talking with some of my heroines. First hour's guest was Donna Marshall Connor. She's hanging around into the second hour. I don't think we've got Mia on the line yet. She's supposed to be on a cell phone. We do have Mia on the line. Okay, well, we've got both Donna and Mia available. Mia Hamill is a wonderful 9/11 truth activist from way back, puts out the White Rose newsletter, which everyone should subscribe to. It's a great 9/11 truth newsletter. And she also managed to get Fox TV to cover her civil disobedience event in a helicopter and do a great commercial for 9/11 Truth. That's probably the best civil disobedience event yet in 9/11 Truth history. And Mia is also a founding mother of the Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth. She was there at the brainstorming that got that thing going. So welcome, Mia Hamill. How are you?
Hello there, Kevin. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay, although I sure could use some of that Cardivite.
Yeah.
You know, last time I had Troy from West Virginia. He's that crazy guy who always harasses the people in 9/11 Truth. He called in and, you know, was yapping. And so I told him he needed some Focus Factor, which is another product that gets advertised sometimes. I don't know if I need Cardivite. I'm feeling pretty bouncy tonight.
Yeah, you're feeling pretty vim and vigor, huh?
I'm doing okay. How's it going? Are you actually driving as you said you would
well,
be?
Well, I pulled off the road and I got four bars. I'm in Tallahassee, Florida, so I think I've got good reception and I'm just going
to
sit here.
You're going to four bars? That's it. You shouldn't be going to bars if you're driving, Mia.
I got four bars going here.
All right. Well, hey, it's great to have you. And so how did the Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth get started? I was actually sort of in the conversation in the early stages, but you were there, I think, before I was. And I know Barbara Honegger was involved. How did this idea to throw the 9/11 Commission report into Boston Harbor in a reenactment of the Boston Tea Party get started?
Well, I wish I could take credit for the idea, but I can't. It really was an exchange of emails between Barbara Honegger, Kyle Hance, and some other people like that. And last year in 2006, I went up to New York for the New York 9/11 event, but I decided to go to Boston first to visit my mom. And when Barbara Honegger heard that, she said, "Oh, you must be going for the Boston Tea Party." And that was the first I heard of it.
Okay, well, I guess so I can't give you all the credit, but we'll be back to give you a little bit of it in a few moments right here at Republic Broadcasting.
I'll be here.
Work.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
To Truth Jihad Radio, right here at republicbroadcasting.org. And I'm talking with Mia Hamill. Donna Marsh-O'Connor is also still on the line. Mia is talking about how the Boston Tea Party for Truth got started, and it turns out she wasn't the only one there at the beginning. It was kind of a collaborative endeavor. Are you going to be there this year, Mia?
Absolutely.
Hey, that sounds like a plan.
Next weekend, I hope you're going to be there, too.
Well, I think I have to be. They got me to MC the Sunday stuff, and so I guess I'd better show up.
Well, you're already used to the cold weather, so it's not going to be much of a change for you.
Oh, man, it's winter just arrived all at once here. And you know, today we had a little winter emergency because it wasn't snowing or anything. It was really cold, and my kids took the pet rooster outside to play with, and the pet rooster, for the first time in his life, flew way up into a tree, you know, about 25 feet off the ground, and went from there to the roof. And it was getting dark, and the rooster was on the roof. And, you know, if we left the rooster on the roof all night, he'd probably just keel over. He'd freeze and keel over and fall. So we had to get the rooster off the roof. And we have a very steep roof, a pretty high roof. And Luckily, the rooster wandered over near a gable window that's openable. So I opened that window, and as the freezing cold air rushed into the house and the warm air rushed out, I bent out and reached way over and managed to snatch the pet rooster. Ishi is his name. He's the last of his tribe. His brothers and sisters and mother were all eaten by predators, and so we brought him inside. Anyway, Ishi lives, and so... The cold weather emergency has survived at least for this evening.
Well, I'll probably have a cold weather emergency next weekend, but that's okay because on Sunday afternoon we're all going over to Hennessy's Pub to warm up after we do the Boston Common events and the waterfront events.
Right.
Well,
that
sounds great.
last year it wasn't so cold at all. It was really nice weather, and I don't know, this year it's hard to believe that we're going to get that lucky again.
And, well, this year we're better set up because we have the Faneuil Hall, which I don't know if your listeners are aware of it, but that is the most historical hall in Boston, and that is actually where the original revolution and all the Boston independence movement was spawned, in that very hall that we're going to meet in this year. So we do have a great refuge place.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it's going to be a partially indoor event this year.
All day Saturday is indoors, and Sunday is a period of time when we're out on the common, then on the waterfront, and then from then on we're tucked into a cozy, large but cozy bar/meeting area.
Is that the same one that we were in last year?
No, this is different. The one we were in last year is under renovation, and I think actually they've come up with an even better solution. We're going to have a room, an upstairs or a back room at Hennessy's. It fits over 200 people with very comfortable seating, and we're going to have a very mixed sort of an event. Susan Allen and I are going to give like a legislative workshop where we cover some of the strategy items that we wanted to knit together. Saturday is probably going to be more like a day where we present the situations. You know, we've got a science program going on, and then in the evening they have a program, 9/11 Sent Them to War, where they go over a lot of the problems we're facing, the loss of the civil liberties, the legislation, the fact that the 9/11 victims aren't being taken care of. But then on Sunday, what we're trying to do is we're trying to promote some actual action initiatives, some strategies that people can sink their teeth into so that they leave this tea party invigorated and ready to do something.
Well, that sounds like a plan. We really have to keep active here, and you know, I think the election season gives us a whole lot of opportunities to bring 9/11 truth and related issues right into the middle of the political theater. And of course,
Yeah. We've
seen a lot of that with people jumping on to Bill Maher and the candidates and so on. We're getting that kind of visibility. Of course, you're sort of a pioneer at getting the mainstream media to give a few minutes of good solid coverage to 9/11 Truth. You want to tell that story of how you managed to con Fox TV into producing a 9/11 Truth commercial starring yourself?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it happened too. Well, you know, it's a matter of proper planning. I was working with a great team. I was working with Carol Brulé and Dave Schlesinger, who are both true activists. I'm more like a more recent activist, and I watch and learn, but those people know the score. Dave Schlesinger in particular understands about civil disobedience. So what we did was we got a national initiative together. There was tons of planning. Included in the planning on my part was I actually had a meeting. I got arrested at a mall for a minor trespassing offense because what I decided to do was leaflet on the mall property, even though it's illegal. So I met with the mall managers, the local police, and the head of security there the day before. I let them know exactly what I was going to do. I showed them the leaflet. I told them that my intention was to get arrested. And I have to say that they weren't altogether thrilled about it, but they went along with the program.
Wow.
Well, that's a smart move, I guess, to go out and make sure it's all going to go according to script. But how did you get Fox interested?
Well, I had sent out press releases to all the local media, and the media that was most interested was Fox News.
Huh.
See, this is one thing I've learned in my activism is that people are full of surprises. We all make these prejudgments and assumptions. Oh, you know, Fox is a monolith. You can't get through to them. They won't cover. Well, it turns out that in Tampa, there's a Fox reporter who's onto the 9/11 thing. He knows the score, and he literally wants us to make a stink so that he can cover it. So when he got the announcement and the press release, he was the first person down there. He brought a cameraman. He talked to my group for at least an hour and a half. And by mid-afternoon of that same day, he'd produced a fantastic three-minute piece where he showed Building 7 coming down twice. He was able to introduce it with the excuse of the Oliver Stone movie, the WTC. And then he showed Building 7 coming down. He talked about Muhammad Atta. And he only gave maybe 10 seconds to the opposition, where he had a retired Army guy who sort of, rah, 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 rah. He goes, I think we've gone from a healthy suspicion to downright paranoia here about the 9/11 events. And that was it. And everything else was mine. And another thing I want to tell you is that same reporter called me this year on September 10th, and he said, Mia, what are you doing? I want to cover you for 9/11.
So what did you do?
Well, I had up at the university, they had a tabling and a stand, and they had like two mock towers and stuff like that. Then we had a movie presentation, Press for Truth at USF, and let's see. And then we did a tabling. We did three things. We did the tabling, we did the USF. For some reason, it's not occurring to me right now, but I had different stuff going down. But when the Fox team got there this year, there weren't enough people, so they didn't put me on.
Oh, man. Well, you know, that's a lesson. We need to, you know, get out into public, get off the Internet and into the streets, especially in those kinds of situations where you can get a little media coverage from somebody who's sympathetic.
I really want to tell you about this other initiative that we've started doing that I'm going to be pushing at the Boston Tea Party, because I'm really learning a lesson. We all think that they're, you know... Can I tell you about it real quick?
Oh, yeah.
You got time? Okay, listen to this. 911truth.org, when the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Act thing got its burst of popularity when the Wiesenthal Center went on television showing how we're supposedly radicals and so on and so forth.
Right.
Well, 911truth.org decided to, like, reinvigorate their lobbying initiative that they had started this year. Remember, September 12th and 13th, down in Washington, D.C., they had lobbying days in Washington. Well, I wasn't able to attend. Oh, gosh, I wish I had been able to, but I just couldn't break away. But apparently they went over some really great stuff, and it was very empowering for the group to learn how to lobby their representatives and to go right into their offices and talk to them. So with this radical, violent, you know, the crazy new thought crime bill that's come out, they brought that back into light, and I saw that that was an initiative that I thought would be very interesting. So I proposed it to my group, and I've had a couple of conference calls about it, and we've already been in to see two U.S. state senators, or U.S. senators, federal senators in Florida. And what we learned is that they're not getting visited by 9/11 truth people. They literally hadn't seen any 9/11 truth people in years, since like a year or two after the attack was the last time anyone had directly spoken to them. Well, that really was an eye-opener for me. So I really want to help people get over that hump maybe of being a little apprehensive or scared and take it on. You know, the packet that 9/11 Truth has come up with is a very complete packet. It gives you a leave-behind set of information for the representative, and it also gives you complete notes of what to say, how to say it, how to make your appointment. It's a very nicely put together package, and the first time we did it, we went in to see Adam Putnam, Republican senator from the state of Florida. And there was four of us, and the way the plan is laid out, it's set up for four people, and it was a smashing success. One of the we didn't get to see the actual senator, but the top aides were there, and I could see that one of them was really intrigued by the information. So that was with four. Well, my group loved it so much, they immediately called, and we made an appointment for another senator, and eight people showed up. And it was Bill Nelson. Now, Bill Nelson is a very famous senator from the state of Florida, you know, ex-astronaut and all of that. And his top aide, and there were three aides in there with us. Well, one of them had just seen loose change for the first time.
Good timing.
the predisposition was there in the office to hear 9/11 information because we had one of the three people practically in the bag already when we walked through the door.
Okay, and when we come back, we'll tell our listeners how to do that, how to find that information so you can lobby your own senators and representatives. When we come back, right here at Truth Jihad Radio on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth, we will be saying give peace a chance, and Cindy Sheehan will be there, and we'll be saying give truth a chance. We'll be having a bunch of 9/11 Truth people there, too, and we're not going to have peace without truth, it looks like. They're going to find a way to stay over there in that war that will not end in our lifetimes until we finally expose them for 9/11, and that's a long road to hoe, but we're working on it. And the Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth is certainly a seminal event in the 9/11 Truth Movement. It was great last year. It's going to be better this year, so check it out at Boston911Truth.org. And tonight I'm talking with Mia Hamill, and we've been joined by Jason King, who is one of the organizers of the Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth. And Mia, you were just telling us about the seminar or workshop you're doing helping people learn how to lobby their senators, congressmen, and other political critters on 9/11, which sounds like a great idea. I've done that in Wisconsin. I've lobbied Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl, and I think everybody should do that. So I think your workshop deserves to be well attended.
Well, you know, Kevin, you're more, you might say, outgoing and fearless than a lot of people are. And even though I've had my 9/11 group talk to me about going to my congressperson, I wasn't able to muster the everything to do it until 9/11 presented us with this lobby packet. Because there's so much to think through, and you have to say, well, what exactly do I want to say? And, of course, you don't want to go by yourself and so on and so forth. So I'd like to really, like, real quick run through what the contents of this packet is so that people realize that it's an initiative that's easy to understand and it's easy to promote. Basically, it's a four-point plan, and you go in with a minimum of four people, and each person is supposed to prep and present. Of course, all the preparation is already in there. There's a separate set of notes for the people that are going in there to lobby. But basically, it's open a new independent 9/11 investigation, impeach Bush and Cheney, stop the war on terror, and repeal all the legislation that goes against the Constitution. In other words, restore the Constitution. Now, that program is so simple, and each one of those 4 points is backed up with the appropriate, almost like a footnoted paper. For example, impeach Bush and Cheney, they talk about the Kucinich Bill 333. We just run through the reasons why the 9/11 Commission report cannot be considered a true and actual, you know, report of the events and so on and so forth. So moving through those 4 points in a concise and accurate way, having the supporting documents, having a leave-behind package for the legislator has made it so easy that literally anybody can do it. It's like you get the kit and you just do it. I have it available on my website, and, of course, it's available from 911truth.org. But if you go to my site, Tampa911truth.org, it's actually my meetup site. And there in the files, you can see the whole lobby packet that we're going to be going over. And I'd like to tell everybody where it's going to be, because on the Sunday afternoon, I said it was at Hennessy's Pub. And even if for some reason or another you weren't able to attend the event at Faneuil Hall, you're still welcome to come to the workshop, the legislative workshop that's going to be from 5 p.m. to 6:30 at Hennessy's Pub on Sunday. Say, Jason, do you know the address for that?
I believe it's 25 Union Street. It's literally a block away from Faneuil Hall and the Faneuil Marketplace right in downtown Boston.
Well, it sounds like that will be the place to be.
That's right.
And beyond the workshop, we're also going to have really fun things, like we're going to have open mic for people to sing or say their piece or read their poetry. And we're also going to have a contest for the best colonial garb. We want people to get – last year there was fantastic costuming, and this year we're hoping to get at least the same or better. And we're also going to do – this is my little pet baby – I want rousing patriotic toasts. So I bet, Kevin, I bet you could come up with a good one.
Here, here. Well, I'll work on it.
Please do.
You know, I'm out of practice raising toasts since I came to Islam. I just haven't been, you know, lifting glasses of Guinness as much as I used to.
Oh, I'll give you some of that near beer, some O'Doul's or something, and we'll see what you can do.
All right, that sounds like a plan. Can't wait. So, hey, that's a great idea, though, the lobbying workshop. And that's a really good opportunity. That's what the senators' staffs and representative staffs, they have these people right there waiting to make appointments with citizens.
Exactly. And even though it may be hard to see your actual senator, seeing the staff helps. And we've also realized that at these meetings, we're handing in a written piece of paper asking for a personal meeting with the senator, and we've decided that we're going to do follow-up, and we're just going to persist with these people and try to win over their aides and influence them, because if we feel like if we can change the attitude towards 9/11 and the people that surround these representatives, it's going to go a long way towards changing the general idea about 9/11. Because right now we need to be proactive. Now that they're talking about us being violent and so on and so forth, we need to identify ourselves in front of these people so that they see that there's nothing violent or radical about us.
That's right. We're homegrown patriots.
That's right.
Homegrown terrorists.
We're the real deal.
And we'll be back for some more patriotic talk right here at Truth Jihad Radio in just a few moments right here at republicbroadcasting.org. So stick around.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back. You're listening to Truth Jihad Radio. I'm Kevin Barrett, and tonight, first hour with Donna Marsh O'Connor, who will be at the Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth. We've got Mia Hamill on the line, joined by Jason King, one of the organizers of the Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth. And Jason, I can imagine you're pretty busy these days. So what's on the agenda for the conference?
Well, we've got... This is a really big undertaking for us here in Boston, the first time we've really tried to put together such an extensive program, and have so many distinguished guests and speakers and participants. So kicking off the whole weekend on kicking off the whole weekend on Friday evening, that's December 14th, Friday. I believe it's between the hours of 7 and 8 p.m., or it may be 8 p.m., we're going to have Donna Marshall-Connor, who was just there speaking with you, Richard Gage and Robert Bowman being interviewed by talk show host Dan Ray on WBZ Radio in the Boston market.
Fantastic. You know, they're going to be interviewed by me this Tuesday on an evil rival radio network, whose name I cannot mention.
That's great. So, you know, I would say if you're on the East Coast, you probably received the WBZ signal. You listen in and record it for yourself, see how it goes. I think this will be a great exposure for us in the Boston market. So once Friday evening is concluded, the next day the whole conference begins with the architects and engineers and educators speak out at the conference at Faneuil Hall. Now, this is a scientific and academic conference with Ray McGovern, Richard Gage, Stephen Jones, Joel Hirshhorn, Kevin Ryan, and it's set in Faneuil Hall, which is just a fantastic historical venue, and that begins at 10 a.m. It goes until about 5 in the afternoon with breaks included. We've done a lot of work trying to reach out to the architectural and engineering community and the academic community in Boston. This is the first time anything like this has been done by the 9/11 Truth Movement in Boston. And, of course, as you know, Boston is a big academic town. You just need to pick up a pebble and throw it in any direction, and you will hit a college or a university. So you've got to, you know, we're working hard at making those connections. We've flyered and bulletin board every college in town. We've contacted different associations. We've sent out direct mailings to a couple thousand architects and engineers. We're really making the effort. So we really hope that they'll respond, and this just will not be a 9/11 truther or activist event only, but that it will really reach out into the marketplace of ideas and bring these people in to hear our case. So that'll be going on in the afternoon, and then in the evening we'll shift focus a little bit, and we'll have a program in the evening. I know that Mia mentioned it, the 9/11 sent them to war. We're really trying to create kind of a fusion event here where we introduce speakers from other causes to join us in the presentation, because what we really want to talk about at this event is what happened after 9/11. We've all taken a big hit on our personal liberties and our civil rights since 9/11 with all the passages of the draconian laws like the Patriot Act and Military Commissions Act, Presidential Directive 51, and this new thought crimes bill that has come up, which Mia was mentioning earlier. So we're going to have Nancy Murray from the ACLU speaking on the loss of liberty since 9/11, and she'll be addressing specifically a legal analysis of the Military Commissions Act. And this is interesting because it will inform us as to why we're going to throw the Military Commissions Act into the water along with the Patriot Act and the 9/11 Commission report when we get down to the harbor the next day. And I know Barbara Honecker is working hard on her presentation, which she's calling the Declaration of Independence Blueprint for the Second American Revolution. I think she'll be talking about something like a new Bill of Rights. And, of course, Donna will be there to talk about justice for the 9/11 victim families. And we'll be trying to bring we'll also bring in Grace Ross. Grace Ross is a local Green Party member in Massachusetts who ran for governor. She's a really powerful speaker, a lifelong community organizer, and, you know, she will address the accountability of government. And hopefully, I'm still working on some planning here. I'm trying to bring some veterans in. I know there's some veterans from the Iraq Vets Against the War, who are putting together a series called the Winter Soldier Testimonials. and we're going to try and bring them into this event. That's in discussion right now. I think that would be really excellent, and we'll have Bob Bowman wrap up the whole evening with his presentation, Corporations and the End of 9/11 Wars. So what we're really talking about here are the loss of civil liberties and the fact that we are now in the era of the 9/11 Wars. So what we need to do in terms of addressing the peace movement and people whose concerns are in that area of peace movement and impeachment, that, you know, all of the wars that we're experiencing right now, they are, you know, 9/11 was the pretext for all of this, and all of these wars proceeded out of 9/11. You know, there's no sense in calling this, you know, the wars of the Middle East or the oil wars. These are the 9/11 wars.
Of course, they couldn't have happened.
These wars would not exist without 9/11. Uh-huh. And so we need to phrase these as 9/11 wars and say, you know, end the 9/11 wars now. And how do we end the 9/11 wars now? We get to the Achilles heel of 9/11 truth, which can bring down this whole military-industrial complex if we can just get it into the mind of the mainstream. So that's what we hope to begin in a small way to do. And we'll follow it up the next day down on the Boston Common starting at noon with a full lineup of speakers, including, of course, Cindy Sheehan, who's graciously agreed to come and speak on restoring habeas corpus and ending the war. And of course, we'll have Ray McGovern down there again, along with some of our other speakers from the previous day. We'll have some of the young activists stepping up, some of the student scholars from New Hampshire. We'll have a young activist from Georgia, Nick Shelton, who wrote the book American Truth.
That's right. I've had him on the show before. He's a great guy.
Yeah, we invited him to come. We wanted to get some of these some of the young blood up there up on the stage and have them say a piece. And we'll have some representatives from the impeachment movement coming in, stepping in to speak. And I think we may have a surprise announcement or two on some other folks coming in.
Great. I'll eagerly await those announcements.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic you're able to get Cindy Sheehan and Ray McGovern to this, because they haven't really been to a whole lot of 9/11 events. It was Ray. He was in the lineup at the Scholars Conference, right?
That's right.
But I don't think he's been to a whole lot of 9/11 events.
No, I guess not. And he's been very gracious. You know, we've explained ourselves. You know, we just say, Ray, you know, we are the 9/11 movement, and this is what we're doing, and we want to make sure you're comfortable with that, and this is what you want to do. And he's like, no, you guys are patriots. I support what you're doing. And he's been very gracious. And, you know, and I think that, you know, when Cindy's people saw that we were talking about the loss of civil liberties and the restoration of habeas corpus, and we were approaching our themes from that angle, that appealed to her. And so we're working locally with some of the peace organizations to have them, you know, facilitate her time here as, you know, contributors to the event. And so far, everything is working along swimmingly, and I want to keep it that way, of course. And so we're going to, you know, after we wrap it all up on the common, then we'll do our little march down to the bridge. We're going to split it up. We're going to have one that's an actual march that walks down Boylston and then over to what they call the Fort Point Channel area where the bridge is. And then we'll have also teams of people going out into the shopping areas handing out 9/11 Truth gift packs. And we did this last year, and people walked around. They handed out DVDs and cards, and they were sort of wrapped decoratively like, you know, like little gift packages. And they gave, you know, I'm probably handed out 500 or more of those. So we'll see if we can get it up to 1,000 or 2,000 this year.
Well, that sounds like a plan. You know, another gift pack idea. I don't know if you guys will be able to do that this year, but you know, Richard Gage's DVD is a very good one,
right.
Especially for engineers and architects. And I've already been involved in distributing 9/11 DVDs in campus mailboxes especially in engineering and physics departments. And somebody really should do that. Somebody should, you know, get permission from Richard first, of course, and then, you know, burn a bunch of his DVDs and put them in the campus mailboxes of engineering departments.
That's right.
Because, as you said, you contacted some folks. Where was it? Which engineering group was it that you contacted?
I know we have a database of engineering and architectural firms. So I don't think it's a particular group, but it is a complete list of architectural firms and engineering firms to which all these trifold brochures and invitations are going out to.
Right. Well, so, that's great, and I sure hope we'll get some to come and show up and hear us out. And it'd also be great to get more debates going. We've seen a couple of debates recently. For for a long time, it's been very, very difficult to get anybody to defend the official 9/11 myth in public.
Right.
But we've had a couple of folks. There's that guy from Michael Shermer from Skeptic Magazine who more or less debated Kevin Ryan, although I don't think Shermer really was debating. He was just spewing some very vague and general sound bites.
Right.
But we're getting there.
That's what they train the skeptics to do.
Yeah, that's not my definition.
I debated a skeptic as well, but they've got a little format that they follow, and basically they're just there to keep the debate from getting factual.
Right. And you know, I guess we just have to pin those guys down and keep going back to the facts. But it would be good to try and get someone who was willing to talk facts. I hope to find somebody like that to bring on the radio someday.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, this is kind of event builds visibility for 9/11 Truth in a really good context. You know, the framing of it as a patriotic event, 9/11 Truth is comparable to the situation at the time of the American Revolution when people wanted freedom and autonomy. They were fighting against an empire that was taxing them without representation. I mean, all of these things really have a lot of resonance today.
Yeah.
Even the name of the king is the same.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I think we're going to have a great time. You know, it's serious and it's very interesting, and it'll be highly entertaining at the same time.
That's so, right. Last year it was really fun and inspiring, especially the actual dumping of the mock-up of the 9/11 Commission report off the bridge. You know, the pretty high bridge there, all the way down into the harbor. It was really spectacular. It was a beautiful day. The sun was just right on everything. It's really a memorable scene. It's etched into my brain cells. I'll never forget it.
That's right. It's a great experience to have. So, you know, folks who are listening, if there's any chance you can make it to Boston, it's within your traveling distance, and you have the time, you know, come on down. Don't sit home.
And if it's not within your traveling distance, do your own.
That's right.
You know, we're going to be barbecuing it again, or I guess I should say the Wisconsin folks will be barbecuing the 9/11 Commission report in the second annual barbecue event in Milwaukee. And I think there will be some more.
Oh, I thought that was Chicago that barbecued it on Lake Michigan. It was Milwaukee?
Yeah, well, they may have done that in Chicago, too. I don't know. But I know Matt from Veterans and from Take a Stand for 9/11 Truth, TS911T.org, he was one of the ringleaders of that barbecue they did in Milwaukee. And I think they're doing it again this year.
Great. Yeah, good to hear. So, you know, definitely, folks out there, if you're doing your own little tea parties, you know, send us some pictures or video or whatever you've got. Send it to us in Boston at truth@boston911truth.org. And we'll put up a page of, you know, sister events. We'll get them listed. And we'll put your stuff up there on the Boston website, too.
Okay, it's a great great kind of event to do. It's a great excuse to get outside and, you know, have a bonfire if it's cold and you don't have a harbor to throw things into.
I hear paper shredders work well too.
Yeah, I've heard rumors about shreddings and all kinds of disposals of that offensive document. So it's cool the way that this has turned into an annual event. It's like the 9/11 Tea Party, or rather the Boston Tea Party Day, is becoming a 9/11 Truth holiday, sort of like Guy Fawkes Day, which you know, is tied in with V for Vendetta and Remember the 5th of November, V for Vendetta being a transparent 9/11 Truth allegory, of course. And it's interesting that the Ron Paul campaign has picked November 5th and the Tea Party Day, December 16th, for its big fundraising bombs. That really is interesting, given how well Ron Paul is doing.
Yeah, I think that I've noticed there's a huge amount of cross-pollination between 9/11 and Ron Paul groups, and they've picked up those two ideas from us, and I think that's fantastic.
Well, I kind of wish we could raise $10 million the way they can.
Right.
I think we would have taken down the Bush administration a long time ago if we'd had that kind of fundraising clout from the get-go.
Yeah, that's true. Somebody's got to specialize in that in the 9/11 movement.
Yeah,
that could be your specialty.
Oh, hardly. I think I'm the world's worst fundraiser. But I have managed to get some, some little items out there like those 9/11 inside job signs. And in fact, we're planning on taking those roll banners. You know, they're these 2-foot by 3-foot signs that say inside job, and they're on rolls with perforations between them. And so you can stretch this thing out as long as you want. You know, you can stretch it across a whole street or hang it from a bridge. And it's also, they're really good for sneaking into events that you're planning on disrupting or just, you know, holding up a sign to get it on the cameras, because you can roll them up and put them in your pocket, unlike most signs.
Yeah.
So that didn't raise a whole lot of money for the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth, but it got more than 2,000 of those signs out there. And we're hoping to wrap up the Wisconsin State Capitol in those roll banners on Tuesday when Cynthia McKinney shows up. So in her honor, we're going to envelop the Capitol.
Oh, that's right. December 11th, you have Cynthia McKinney, don't you?
That's right. We got her into the state capitol in Madison, Wisconsin on the 11th of the month, which is quite a coup. I can't claim credit for it. It was actually the Green Party that swung it.
Excellent. She's our champion.
Oh, yeah. Cynthia's great. You know, I can't wait to meet her in person. And I can't wait to see all the great people in Boston in person, too. And I can't wait for our next segment of this show, which is coming up after the break. So
thank
we are
you.
Truth Jihad Radio, speaking with Mia Hamill and Jason King. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. You're listening to Truth Jihad Radio right here on republicbroadcasting.org. Well, some people criticize the 9/11 Truth Movement as being all talk and no action, or I should say all Internet talk and no action. There's a fair bit of action out there, and we're going to try to crank up the volume of the action and not be just talk, just like the colonists did when they got the revolution going, the American Revolution that created our country. Was formed when they decided to take some action. So, Jason King, can you tell us briefly how the Boston Tea Party got started and launched the American Revolution?
Right. Well, I probably can't sum it all up, but I guess we can talk about the famous meeting that took place in the old South Boston Meeting House, where the entire community came together to discuss the onerous taxation laws that they were under and what to do about it. And this meeting went on for 3 hours or more. And finally, Sam Adams just speaks up and says, enough discussion. Everything's been talked about. It's time for us to take action. I'm paraphrasing, of course. I don't have the exact quote. But at that point, all of his band of radicals, the Sons of Liberty, storm out of the church and go down to the harbor, and they get on those boats and they throw the tea over. So it was just a moment of inspiration and action. And obviously there was some planning ahead, there was a plan in place for all this to happen. I understand that when they went on the ship and they informed the stewards of the ship that they were taking over, that they were going to dispense of the tea, and then they cleaned up the boat, they cleaned up their mess, they swept off the decks and handed the keys of the ship back to the superintendent of the ship, whatever he might have been called, and said, have a good night, and then they were off. So, you know, it was, I guess, a perfect political nonviolent action of sorts. And you know, the genesis, one of the many genesis of the American Revolution.
That was a splash heard around the world when that went into the harbor.
Around the world, that's right. That's right. So, you know, it's really an honor to be able to use the historical significance of, you know, a progenitor of the American Revolution for the cause of bringing out the truth of 9/11 and reestablishing our own democracy and recapturing our own republic again.
And we're hoping that this event will help trigger the kind of action that will actually take back the country. And Mia, you were saying that you have a goal, the state that you want to send people home in.
Yeah, I think that our legislative workshop is going to give people a good tool that they can go right back to their district with. And I'd like to spark off a nationwide thing where 9/11 truth activists all around the country go to their elected representatives. In the federal government, we have 535 elected representatives. Every one of them should get a visit in 2008 by a group of 9/11 truth activists that's ready to lay it down for them, what we want and demand for them to do, because we're ready for change in this country.
Are we ever? It's long overdue, and we're on the case, and so just keep on plugging away, and we'll take the country back. All right, well, thank you so much, Jason King, for all your hard work organizing the Boston Tea Party.
You're welcome, Kevin.
And thanks for coming on. Mia Hamill, one of our bravest 9/11 activists. Can't wait to see both of you in Boston next weekend.
Thank
Great,
you,
we'll
Kevin.
Okay, take care.
Bring your rooster.
All right. Well, see about that.
That'll be the, Yankee Doodle Dandy.
See all the listeners there, too, I hope. Boston911truth.org.